I made the choice to love my husband. So much good in his heart. I think everything that I imagined a husband would be, he's just like an extra step above that. And I never thought that would be possible. And because of that, I feel so special every single day. I feel like a little princess. I think I knew I would be happy in marriage, but I didn't think that, you know, I would get everything I wanted and more in marriage. I'm very happy. About future, we're talking about building a home, we're talking about where we're gonna live. I mean, we're talking about everything, as in, like, this is the marriage that we want for life, and so it truly is a dream come true and more.
We were played, we were lied to, bamboozled, hoodwinked, whatever you want to call it. I digress, we'll talk about this soon. Right off the bat, I want to say thank you to everyone that hung out with us on Twitter. Another thank you to Maff's mama. She always has the best Twitter spaces after the episode airs, so definitely check that out if you want to chat with us, if you want to chat out with her, or a bunch of awesome people that have great opinions on the show. Check them out.
Twitter spaces is fairly new to us. That was the second time we've ever joined one. I was really surprised, and mind you, this, every one of them might be different. Everyone on this particular one, they were very respectful. They value people's opinion and time, let them have sort of a roundabout on the mic of everyone kind of gets a chance to voice their opinions.
Even if someone has an opinion that is against the groups or maybe not in agreement
with the status quo.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing. People will be like, oh, why do you think that? Yeah. It was never like, or they would say, you're dumb.
Can you elaborate more? Yeah. Like, what led you to that?
Like, everyone that joins this Twitter space is so nice and so funny.
It's pretty wild. You should definitely tune in, even if you're a listener.
Yeah, you can tune in just as a listener, so you don't, no pressure to talk or anything.
Yeah. I like that you kind of get the immediate thoughts that immediately after a show's over.
Yeah, you know, because everyone's hyped about it still.
Exactly. I do enjoy that a lot.
This episode had some shockers.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought...
And the people I find most annoying are still super annoying.
I guess I thought one more couple was still together.
Yeah. Well, I thought everyone that said yes on decision day were still together.
But that's what I thought as well. We kind of saw that folks are kind of, they're kind of bumming how the experts are sort of striking out on the match, you know, the matchmaking they do, whether folks are really looking for love, looking for clout, looking for a following. And that's got to be a hard balance to sort of gauge of one, you want to make the show interesting, but these are real people's lives, right? Some of them might really be trying to find
love. I have an initial question, like right off the bat, before we even get to the show.
Sure.
Do you think people's perception of marriage is affecting the show outcomes? For example, maybe marriage isn't thought of as this...
forever?
Yeah, there's always divorce. People don't take it as seriously. Mm-hmm. In general, do you think that's affecting the outcome?
I would say it's more of... someone even mentioned in that Twitter space, like, it's the whole, that swipe mentality.
Exactly.
It's like, why does this have to be my forever if there's always someone else?
You're always looking for the one-up, I feel like.
And I think it was a reoccurring theme on the show where guys and gals, they had their checklist. I think the guys probably more than the gals. Yeah, but
long lists.
It's a lot of the times you could feel like if you didn't hit the checklist, it was over. Except for Jose. Apparently his checklist was super long and Rachel, I guess, knocked off enough of the boxes that they're still making it through.
Should we just start with them?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Are you done? Sorry, I just kind of cut you off.
No.
Because it was like the perfect segue.
Yeah. No, let's do it. I think we've kind of voiced our initial opinions. This is good.
Also, just a heads up, I usually do pretty in-depth recaps, but on this episode, I mean, I feel like we all watched it. I don't need to get into super detailed recaps, but we'll kind of go over main points.
And half of the reunion was just us rewatching scenes we've all already seen.
So for example, Rachel and Jose, we're still talking about the being locked out. We're still talking about the next day.
It's not like we have to go in-depth
on
that
subject. No, we all saw it. We all watched it. We'll just kind of do higher level thoughts. Rachel and Jose continue to say that the experts did a great job and they found their perfect person, but we find out that they broke up and they're basically just dating each other right now.
I was surprised that was surprising news that they broke up just because some things I had read before the reunion, sort of when they're breaking down which couples are together and which couples are not, which is kind of a spoiler to myself, but
dang,
you know, whatever. pretty much fell in line with what I thought. But Rachel and Jose, in that article, it said they were still together. So I figured on the reunion it was going to be fairly boring.
I feel like any article that came out was a complete guess.
Well, I felt like any update they would give, they'd just be together. So the fact that they actually did break up, either it seems like Rachel felt a little too overwhelmed with maybe Jose's expectations.
Not only expectations, but he was even getting on her about the way she was unpacking. She wasn't unpacking quick enough.
Like she wasn't going all in, like, okay, I'm moving everything. Sure.
But he seems very nitpicky. That probably drove her crazy.
Yeah, and maybe that would probably be good for them. Just the fact that he's trying to impose like his will on her, and she had the strength to just say, I'm fucking out. Like, you're not going to treat me like this. This is too much pressure. This is like too much going on here.
But it really sucks that she gave up her apartment. She moved in with him, and now she's living with her mom.
That is a bummer. I'm hoping that, yeah, it is weird because they're legit dating. Like they're just, you know, they're going on dates, getting to know each other.
They talk for hours on the phone.
And that's sort of what you do when you're sort of in that initial high of dating, right?
But it's super weird because they're married.
But I guess it's good for them. It's good because they're going to have sort of a start, but without all of the extra, like all the stuff that comes with the show.
It's a lot of pressure of the show, but I almost feel like Jose was on his best behavior because of the show.
No, I guess not actually.
Mm-hmm. Never mind. Okay, how about this? Maybe not that. I take that back. Maybe I mean it in the sense of he probably would have acted even more poorly.
Yeah, without cameras. But, I mean, cameras aren't around them all the time, so she must have experienced.
Hey, they had those little weird, like, corner cameras. That's how we saw him yelling at her in the kitchen.
That's true.
I just mean, I think he's more anal and more intense when the cameras aren't there.
He was being a little bit more relaxed, right? He's presenting himself to the world.
Because what was, like, their second fight? Oh, when he found out that she spent the night at her ex's house.
I mean,
I think he would have blown up if it wasn't for him being on the show. And already being shown as this guy.
I mean, who wouldn't, though?
I guess.
That's
We find out Summer Rachel had a real good time, had lots of trips.
Dang, she really... So, they broke up sometime during the summer, I guess.
Or right before, yeah.
And then she just did her thing?
Yeah, she was... Summer Rachel came out.
Pretty wild.
She said she wants Summer Jose, though, but we'll see, we'll see.
No, Summer Rose.
Oh, is that what the...
Yeah, Summer
That's
Rose.
That's so cute. Good for them. Okay. Overall question, do you think they're going to make it in the end? By make it, do you think they're going to be married for the next 2 years?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. I think the fact that, like, they moved in and it kind of crumbled pretty quick.
Man, they could have called it quits and they haven't. That shows a lot.
That's true. They didn't immediately call it quits. Versus, we'll get there.
Yeah.
I have nothing else on them. I mean, I feel like we talked about the same thing that we always talk about. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, I don't know. I always say I'm shocked by reveals, and I always am. And I think I'm just an optimist. But I don't know if a lot of people were very shocked that they weren't together. Were you?
I mean, I was surprised when they said they broke up. I figured they were just going to say it's all, you know, like roses and bubblegum.
And I also...
is that the same?
I don't think so, but that's really cute. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I feel like... them saying, yes, she was the perfect woman, or she is the perfect woman, the experts did an amazing job. I was like, oh, okay, they're for sure together. And when they said they weren't, I was very surprised.
And I was surprised as well. But I'm rooting for them, definitely, you know, past 2 years. I really hope it works out for them.
Brett and Ryan.
I definitely hope it does not work out for them.
I mean, there's nothing here. There's really... Brett had a very Poison Ivy look. It was very cute.
Oh, yeah, I tweeted that out. I couldn't... As soon as she walked up, I was like, oh my god, she looks just like Poison Ivy from that Batman movie.
Also, I mean that in a compliment. She looked great.
Yeah, the color scheme.
The color scheme was very Poison Ivy.
Very interesting.
So they say they very rarely talk and that there's no bad blood between them. And honestly, this is exactly how I expected it to be.
I do like that they're acting like adults.
Yeah, there's nothing bad there. I mean, there's nothing... that great there, but they don't have anything bad to say about each other.
It's so interesting. Even the little iota of drama they wanted to spin up was so pathetic. Like, nobody cared.
Okay.
I don't think anyone cared. Like, yeah, Brett exchanged numbers with some dude. I'm like, yeah, your husband's not even in this. Like,
who do you believe in this situation? Do you believe Ryan's sister who said, I heard that she's staying out late and is dating a guy?
I believe.
Or do you believe what Brett said?
I believe everything Brett said up until, like, the very end. She said something about almost, like, downplaying, like, how, not like, intense the relationship was, but sort of.
Like, going out late, actually going on dates.
I think she was downplaying it too much.
As in, they just exchanged numbers and they never essentially saw each other again.
Oh, we talk, like, you know, barely, like, oh, just whatever, like, just barely talk. I'm like, okay.
I'm not saying it's a good take, but I kind of agree with a lot of people online when they were saying, we don't even blame Brett. You were getting no attention, and there was nothing there.
I mean, if you both pretty much knew it was going to be a no,
I guess she can't be mad at him for having the dating profile then.
It takes a little bit of spice off of that, doesn't it? Also, I wish Kevin asked, because he asked, did the numbers get exchanged before decision day or after? Yeah. She said before. Yeah. I want to know if it was before you found out about the dating app or after.
It probably was before, because it was only a week until decision day when Ryan downloaded the app.
So it's interesting that she didn't just casually bring up, like, oh, I also exchanged numbers with some guy, but you're on a dating app.
It's hard. But it does take the edge off. I can't even be that mad at Ryan.
But you see in that moment, she's sort of holding her photos against her chest, like, I was going to show you this, but what I found out. I was like, bitch, you just exchanged numbers with a dude. Don't call me out.
Hey, but I don't know. She wasn't actively looking for that, you know, and, like, looking at tons of men. So right. I feel like it's a tiny bit better. Like, it's something that happened versus, I don't know. I'm trying to find a better reason for it, but
I do think, I hope in his future he gets lucky and does find a Brett that is his type.
He will. I mean, everyone will.
Yeah, well, eventually, but I think if he kind of doesn't figure it out, you can kind of see how his relationship life is going to be pretty fucked up. You know, he's probably going to get his heart broken more.
Do you believe he really wants to get married?
You know, I think so, because I'm sure he seems like a kind of old school, like, semi-conservative guy, probably wants a family. Like, I'm sure he's at that moment in time where he's
thinking, is it like Zach, where he wants the idea of that? Or does he really want to settle down? I don't know if he wants to settle down yet. I say yet, he's like 35, right?
Yeah, I honestly think he's probably ready to be married. I think he's...
I say that, but, like, no one has to settle down. I'm just saying it because he keeps saying how bad he wants this, and I don't know if he does.
It would be interesting if, you know, he wants to be married and he's doing the dating app thing. I'd be curious to see, like, what marriages materialize and where they're most successful. Like, is it really from these dating apps, or is it from just a friend?
I just think it's so easy these days to do the dating app.
But I'm just curious, like, what relationships end up being the most successful? Like, a friend introducing a friend, dating apps, a casual meeting with a random stranger. It's just so individual. Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see, like, which one of those tend to last the longest.
I thought Ryan's sister coming on was so pointless, though. Just to kind of go back to that, she was there just to stir the pot.
Yeah, it's...
There was no reason for her to be there.
That's kind of what the Twitter space alluded to, is, there might be folks wanting to jump on to get clout or fame, but some of these folks are not made for reality TV.
No. Like,
Ryan is a pretty boring dude. Doesn't really have anything.
I think that's the whole point. You have people like Mirla and people like Johnny who probably do want the clout, but then you have people that I think are more interested in the process itself. Like, do we have anything else to say about them?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I feel like it's exactly where it left off.
No, I mean, hey, rooting for them. Hope they find someone. Each of them, you know,
I'm glad they're
you know, semi-casual friends and have a okay relationship. That's cool that they weren't negative to each other.
All right. This next couple, I went to bed angry. Gil and Mirla.
How's their life? It's been really good. Yeah? I got me a good one.
This girl played us all and him.
She played us bad.
Bad. She says she never said that she loved Gil. Are you serious? Why didn't they do a montage of her saying, I'm in love with my husband? Sure, you may have never said, I love you, but you told everyone he's amazing. I love him, like, in the sense of, like, I'm in love with him. I choose to love my husband. I mean, even in your own words don't make sense. You said, it's a choice. So you chose to love him, and then you chose not to love him. Also, Gil came on this show to show Mirla what she's missing. He had his red bottoms, his beard grown out.
Nice suit.
Yep.
Somehow they were matching with red, which is interesting.
But clashing.
Yeah, clashing.
They were not matching reds.
Right. So we find out that they're not together.
No. And they ask Gil how he's doing. And he said he's been okay. He's good for the most part. And they ask Mirla how she's been. She says, fabulous. All right.
I was surprised. Well, but it was interesting where it happened so fast. I think that's what was surprising to people.
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks after decision day. Isn't it bullshit, though, that she waited to tell him that she doesn't, that she's not attracted to him at all? After he sold everything and after they moved in together. It's the way she did it. I don't even imagine.
Of all the things you have to do to sort of move together and
to combine a life.
And combine a life, like, how much time were you really living together to the fact that you were like, you were so unhappy and I was so unhappy? I'm like, how is it that fast? It's, I'm calling BS. Like, you just knew it wasn't meant to be.
I definitely believe more of Gil's side. You know, she says, well, I'm not going to go back and forth. Okay, but everything he's saying makes sense. Do you feel like Gil poking at Mirla contributed to her ending the marriage?
I think so. I think she wants someone to sort of uplift her in what she believes in. And he's sort of the reverse of that, right? He's sort of combating, like,
wants to bring her down to earth.
Like, why are you spending so much on this? Like, shouldn't you... You know, just that stuff doesn't matter to me. It's weird that it matters to you so much.
So I disagree. I don't think him poking at her contributed. Maybe a little bit, but I don't think it was a main factor at all. Because she's very opinionated. She doesn't care if you like her. All of this stuff. And she never once mentioned that.
Do you sort of feel that way because she most likely had her mind made up a lot earlier?
Yep, absolutely. Now that I see it, she knew from the jump. She knew how she wanted to be portrayed, and she did it till the end, and then she quickly made her exit. What I don't understand is why she let him sell all of his stuff and then move in together.
It's pretty fucked up. But also, you knew you weren't
going to go through with this.
Now you have to imagine, was that Dr. Pepper conversation
fake? Yes, everything was fake. Everything was fake. And the reason why the tears happened is because she was drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I fell for it a bit.
Yeah, I was totally... Do you know the gif where Tyra Banks is like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. That's how I felt. Like, I was totally Team Mirla. Remember on one of our old podcasts during the middle of the season, I said this is now like a Mirla and Gil Stan account.
You also mentioned that a lot of folks are sort of placing Gil as the sort of instigator or the cause of this. Or the bully.
One person even said that he's an abusive husband, and I can't take that seriously. So, me and you, let's break it down. Me and you have a relationship similar to how Gil was. We're constantly giving each other shit. We're constantly poking at each other. People probably think we're arguing a lot, and we really aren't. It's just
They probably do.
Yeah.
If we're in like the grocery store and you say something, people are probably like, oh my God.
When I snap back
at
you.
They're so fucked up.
No. Yeah. But it's just, you give me some shit, I give it right back and we move on. It's never that serious. And I think that's what Gil was trying to do. And I don't know if some people are just more sensitive than maybe us, but I definitely would not say that's abusive. And if she didn't like it, not that she did like it, but I just feel like if it was something that really bothered her, she would have said something because she has no problem telling you how she feels about stuff and what she does not like.
I guess if she did voice it that way, I'm sure Gil would have backed off.
I feel like it.
He was already working so hard. I would have feel like he would have adjusted to pretty much whatever she would have
wanted. But she always let it roll off her back, which I always commended her for, being like, wow, it's really cool that she doesn't really take that to heart. But now she's switching it up and saying, yeah, it bothered me. But you... Why would you not voice that? You talked about every little thing that bothered you. You're not the type of person to hold it in.
Like, they consummated the wedding, so why would you do that?
That's what drives me crazy. So she set the pace for the entire relationship. It was all her lead. She wanted to take it slow. Okay, they took it slow. They had their first kiss. They consummated the marriage. they kept a continuous pace of progress, even if it was slow. Mm. Why did she do that? If she said she was never attracted to him, did she feel like she had to do it for the show? Probably. She did it to look like the good person.
Yeah, man, this is, it's because we're not in their shoes. We don't know what they're feeling or like what the pressures are of the show to just keep going, or are there any negatives saying like,
but she's I'm not fake feeling, as hell.
Right. I mean, what are the negatives of saying, I'm not feeling this, like I'm out. I'm not about to live with this person for 4 more weeks. Like, that's dumb.
But she complained about everything. Why would you not do that?
That's true. For being so brutally honest about so much.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say, this isn't for me? Like, you're not my type at all. Like,
I mean, you have no problem saying the wedding ring's ugly. I hated my wedding. It was an awful day. Come on.
I couldn't tell if Gil was really referring to Marla at this moment in time or just saying my wife as like the person who would be his wife. Like, I'm always going to love my wife.
He means her, and it made me really sad because you can tell he still loves her and she does not give a shit. I think my problem is, and I knew I was going to talk mad shit today, sorry, but my issue is not her breaking up the marriage. My issue is how she did it. Of course she doesn't have to stay with him. Everyone has the choice to be with whoever they want. That's no one's business. But you let this man sell everything, move into this apartment with you. You know it's a luxury apartment that he wanted to please her with. He tried to give her everything he could. And it didn't matter at the end of the day because apparently she's never been attractive to him.
What did you think about the topic where he actually makes more money than her? And she didn't counter that at all.
She did not counter that. She also said something interesting there that I picked up on. She said it's not about the amount. Well, that's not exactly what she said. But she said it's on the lines of it's not about the amount. And I took that as it didn't matter how much Gil made. She was not going to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
She wants someone that is bougie. She wants someone that's going to be super luxurious with her. She wants someone that's going to spoil her, that she can be taken care of, but in the most lavish ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing Gil could have done to make her happy.
Because it's out of his character. Like, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like,
and
to that extent.
I mean, think about me and you. At the very beginning of this season, we were like, man, we really agree with Gil. We are happy when we're together, even if we're in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing around. We can find the humor and happiness between us no matter where we are. And I think he is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We're not money driven. People always ask, oh, what do you want as a gift? Give me an experience. Let's go to the movies. Let's go to a new restaurant. Let's go see a band. I don't know. I don't think any of that would be okay with her. She needs the Prada. She needs the Louis.
It is interesting also how you mentioned that. It's kind of a side topic of like how attached people can be to brands.
Yes.
Like they almost...
That's weird to me.
They're so connected.
But again, that's just not how... just not my life.
Right. You know, I could be wearing some fucking, like, Old Navy jeans. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, whatever. I mean, everything is made for certain people, right? Like,
yeah, and it's
certain type of car
not,
is made for a certain type of person, and yada, yada, yada. I get that, and folks can enjoy that, do them, but it's really interesting that they pair them together, considering they did have a lot that was so different about them.
Do you remember at the beginning of the season, the first question I had about this couple was, why does Gil have to change himself for her? Why does he have the responsibility to even her out? They said, well, we matched Gil and Marla together because we think that he can really even her out and kind of bring her down, I don't know, to reality.
Wouldn't that be the same with Rachel and Jose? Like, he's kind of a homebody and she's kind of like, you know, Summer Rachel.
Yeah, it is very similar. So this can go right back to that. Why is that his responsibility at all? Why didn't he get the privilege of getting someone that matches him on values and what he wants for his life? Why does he have to work extra hard? I didn't think that was fair.
I feel like in every relationship, there's like that give and take, and it's never like equal, like
50-50. Ever. I
think we're just seeing that reflecting these couples. Like, someone has to bend just a little bit more than the other person.
I mean, and that's in every relationship. I mean, nothing is ever 50-50. And it's also... is a roller coaster through life. Sometimes the other person does need more grace and you got to pick up the slack. Sometimes it's the other person. And I don't see Marla ever willing to give someone that grace. I just feel so cheated, man. I was really rooting for her and Gil. Even her on her own. Like, I keep saying, like, she doesn't have to be with him. That's not what I'm upset about. I'm just upset because she not only played him, she played all of us. She was fake on the entire show. Who is Mirla?
I'll be curious what they kind of have to say. They did, like, all the guys together.
That was pointless.
A little bit of the format seems kind of dumb to me. Are they going to do all the gals together? Like,
probably next episode. But I thought that was lame. That should have been maybe an ending scene. But I could have gotten some Val and Johnny.
I'm curious what's going to happen when everyone's together again. And the questions that are asked. I mean, they're probably not going to call out Mirla and say, like, were you faking this whole time? Like,
that's no, they won't say that. But that's absolutely what it is.
Yeah, but Gil does. I mean, a lot of folks from Edge Community Space have just, he looks like a hurt, you know, hurt man.
I saw on Reddit there was a wedding day photo of Gil and then the reunion photo of Gil, and he just looks so tired and worn out, and it's really sad. I think he's a good guy. He'll find someone. He absolutely will. He'll find his person.
Yeah, definitely.
They all will. I mean, she might not if she has these, like, crazy expectations. But there's bougie men out there.
Yeah, to be determined.
I just can't get over that she says she was never in love with him. And she says she was clear about that.
You'll have to
find. Are you for real? So you know how you just talked about Gil still referring to Mirla as his wife?
Mm-hmm.
She does not deserve that. She doesn't deserve the title.
I think he's probably more annoyed that Mirla, like, just does not show any pain.
No, she doesn't care at all.
Like, nothing.
He says it's been hard. He's not healed. He's getting help. He's going to therapy. Mirla said, she's okay. Life goes on.
It's pretty cold.
How brutal. You know, some of our friends on Twitter are trying to reach out to him, and, you know, I support this. Michaela and Zach. I don't feel like anything different happened here at all. It's the blame game. Everyone has their own story. I feel like they're both a little bit lying on their ends, and the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I mentioned this on the show. Every time I hear them talk, I feel like they're not genuine at all. Like, whatever they say, the truth is somewhere awkwardly in the middle of both of them. Like, somewhere. Yes.
And I think they both exaggerate. Or
like, one person says, Michaela says, oh, I was there a whole week, seven, 8 days, mm-hmm. every day. And, like, for all we know, that could have been, like, 2 days or 3 days or a second half of a weekend or whatever it was. But it's just, like, things are exaggerated so much in this relationship. And also, I find it really strange that both of them have lied about their intimacy at different parts of the show.
Yes.
When they had sex on the first night.
Yep.
Later on, they were asking, like, who's been intimate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Michaela said they haven't. I'm like, why are you lying to them? Like, why would they care?
They're, and
like,
now Zach's lying.
And then...
I mean, he's lying.
I think he's lying because I don't think it's a big deal. Like, why would Michaela give a shit? It's weird that he's denying it. Like,
why?
Like, why? Are they trying to save face, or is he trying to show the people that he basically just wasn't trying to fuck all the damn time?
Okay. He was always trying to fuck.
He felt so disrespected when she didn't want to sleep in the same bed.
That still bothers me. Why did she have to sleep in the same bed as you? Also, she didn't leave the apartment or anything like that.
Also, I like how
he's the one that left.
I don't like, but his casual way of saying, oh, are we going to sleep in the same bed tonight? That pretty much means, like, are we going to fuck? It doesn't mean like, hey, are we in a good place in our relationship where you're comfortable, like, going to bed with me? And, you know,
I just don't even like the pressure on that. Why do I have to sleep next to you?
It's like he's trying to keep that I'm a good guy look, but you're acting like Joe Schmo dude, just, you know, trying to fuck. Like, it's weird.
I felt like he did always try to perceive himself as the good guy and the victim when he talks a lot of shit and his actions don't always match up with what he's saying. And
I don't want to just attack Zach, but when I
Michaela talk, I don't like the good guy
I was hearing
thing.
Her break it all down. Something about just the way
it's her tone, right?
It's her tone, her facial expression. Something about the way she's breaking it all down. I cannot believe her. The tone threw me off because
it was a very soft, quiet. This is what happened. This is what he did. It was a little odd because it wasn't like a normal tone when you're casually talking. It was like a forced, calm tone.
And the fact that they got together after just blew my mind, and even Kevin sort of called her out, like, even after the decision day, you still did that? She's like, I know, I know. I'm like, see, I can't believe what you're saying. Like, it's just not genuine. And this guy did all that to you emotionally, and he's, you know, he's got his own issues, but you still went back to go hang out with him. Like, why would you do that?
Do you think that he keeps reeling her in, or does she kind of also want this? Well, okay, here's the thing. Weird. I don't think there's Zach wants this. He doesn't want to be married, but I think he likes having sex with her.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's casual friend to do your thing.
And I think that's really confusing.
But
am I giving her too much credit?
Isn't she essentially doing the same thing? I'm surprised they actually called it quits for sure.
I don't know. I just feel like Zach's the one inviting her over a lot. He's the one inviting her out to eat.
Then I would wish she would be a little stronger and just be like, fuck that. Like, I'm not going to be a part of this. Like, unless you're going to be actually be in a relationship, I'm not going to go over there. It's kind of a bummer, but
yeah,
that's what it is.
I don't know. I feel like they're both to blame. The truth is somewhere in the middle. I don't have a ton to say about them because I felt like it's the exact same thing that kept happening. You said this. You did this.
The only thing I wanted to mention, which I thought was super childish considering Zach's like 27, 28 mm-hmm. and Michaela's like 35. Even though he was kind of bitching in the backstage, he respected her time and he didn't go out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes out there to speak his truth, talk shit, whatever he's going to do. And she feels like she can just waltz out
and
just
that wasn't
take
good.
His, you know, 10 minutes, whatever. Yeah. Like, that was bullshit.
I agree. I mean, she really did have her time to say whatever she needed, so she should have respected.
In that moment, I was kind of proud of Zach. He just said, you know, fuck this. I'm not doing this. And he just got up and left. Yeah. He's like, I'm just not even going to get into this.
I hated that Zach could still not understand why people are not with him on the decision day thing. Props to Kevin for keep following up.
He said, I don't understand, man. Where's the disconnect? You telling a woman that she's like the greatest woman you've ever met besides your mother, and then saying, hey, by the way, I don't want to be married to you, but can we hang out after this?
Yeah, and I'm going to divorce you, but let's date.
That's the disconnect.
And he was so defensive. Like, he just kept going on and on.
Folks don't usually just call a lady the greatest woman they've ever met, and then they want to just get divorced.
Yeah.
Like, just like Kevin said, just fucking have the cojones and be like, yo, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
You know, I wish you the best. Take care.
Yeah. There's just a lot there, and they keep reeling the other person back in, and it's messy.
It is kind of funny that in past episodes, you and I have mentioned, like, he talks without saying anything.
Yes, but he never says anything.
Michaela backstage, she said, what does that mean?
Like, that's me every episode.
After he was done talking, she's like, huh? She was confused.
It was just messy. There's not a lot to break down there. It's the same as it has been for the whole season. Guys, sit down. We'll briefly talk about it. Not a whole lot happened. We saw the bromance between Johnny and Jose.
It was sweet.
They talk nicer about each other than they ever did their wives.
Oh my god, I loved how people were shitting on Johnny.
Johnny Def got hair plugs, by the way.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Solid head of hair?
Yeah.
No, but I think you mentioned it or someone else.
Yeah, everything he says, no matter what comes out of his mouth, pisses me off.
No. It's the whole, he's talking and going so above and beyond to Jose, but he wouldn't put that effort into his marriage.
No, yeah, exactly.
That was brutal.
He never respected or was even nice to Val the way he is Jose.
I don't think we were going to do too much like next time on, but
no.
I just wanted to say they're kind of like building this to seem like Gil might have an issue with Johnny and Mirla being friends, but seeing how they interacted when all the guys are up there, I feel like all the guys are very like good relationship with each other.
No, I don't buy it at all.
That's fine.
You know why? Because on Reddit there is a photo of all the guys together at the World Series except Johnny. No, fuck that. They don't like Johnny.
Maybe Johnny's not into baseball.
So?
Maybe he's like, I can't make it.
Yeah, because he's with Mirla.
Maybe that was the reason.
Yep.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he was with Rosé. Maybe he was sitting where Rosé was sitting.
So, just to kind of touch on something really quick, Johnny said that he would go on the balcony and yell so that he didn't take that out on his wife.
That's weird.
Bullshit.
It's a bit weird.
Also, you always raised your voice at her and had all veiny, poppy reactions to things she would say to you. He really paints himself in the best light. Like, he did so well. He's such a good communicator. He says that Val always made it seem like he was walking away from the conversation. Always did.
Yeah, either he always did, and also, I mean, that's what we saw on the show, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there was always, every conversation ended with you having a red face, huge vein, and walking away. What do you mean she made it seem that way? That's how it was. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is Sarah? I need Sarah to come out in this segment.
Sarah is an odd best friend.
She is not a good person. How do you feel about us finding out that Mirla's out here breaking up marriages? There's no proof of that. That's just what I like to say. But she likes Summer Rachel and taking her out with her. Them being single together.
I like how the guys said that they talked about that.
Yeah.
They've spent so much time together. And folks mentioned this on that Twitter space. Like, everyone's in the same hotel, same common areas, spending a lot of time together. You probably have a lot more chances to really form these bonds with people. It's kind of like when you're like in middle school and you go to camp together with your like other folks and you kind of form bonds. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just those environments that kind of you build relationships and especially going through a weird experience like this. I'm sure there's like, you know, there's that connection that you've been through this adventure together.
Yeah.
Obviously that turns into, you know, you being girlfriends and like you're trying to go party or do whatever. Like we're both single.
So you really don't think there's anything going on between Johnny and Marilla?
Nah, I think the reaction was just Johnny trying to be cool and like
with the shrug.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to be cool. Like he's stupid. Like,
but you're a piece of shit as a friend then for even entertaining that.
That's just my opinion. That's just what I feel.
I just feel like the way her body was turned towards Johnny, and she was very smiley and happy with him, unlike with Gil, I think there's something to be said about that.
Johnny's like the friend you just invite because he's a fun dude to have at the hangout, but no one's interested.
He's not fun.
Maybe he's different without Bao and a couple drinks.
I guess. Yeah, everyone says he's like the party guy.
I can see Johnny be the hype man. Like he's the one who buys the round of shots. I could see Johnny, yeah, for sure.
I can see him having two shots and being super annoying.
Nah. He's trying to bring everyone into the crowd. I could see it.
Yeah, and I'm like, please leave me alone, is what I'm saying. I don't know. I think there's something there. He drives a Tesla. You know, she's probably all about that. Yeah, has a nice apartment.
Maybe it's me just hoping that there's nothing there, but...
Maybe. Next time on, we see Bao and Johnny, though, which I'm looking forward to. I thought they were going to save Michaela and Zach for the end, or Gil and Mirla, so I'm very curious what happens with Bao and Johnny. Maybe Sarah does come out.
It would be interesting if nothing exciting happened. Why the fuck did you save him for the end?
I know. Also, but there has to be, right?
I'm curious, how are they going to structure this part two for two hours?
Well, it's going to be more Michaela and Zach, we see. It's going to be Johnny and Bao. And then it's going to probably be a girl sit down.
And then everyone?
And then everyone.
Oh my God, each one of those sections like a minute.
Yeah. So there it is. That's the structure. Okay, I don't have anything else to say. Do you? I feel like I went to bed angry. I woke up angry. I'm disappointed.
No, I'm just excited for the community that's enjoying the show. I'm excited for the next season.
January, that's fast.
Crazy fast. We get a tiny holiday break, I guess. And then...
Back at it.
Everyone's going to be on. And it's cool to interact with more people in the community.
I love Twitter spaces. Yeah. I love everyone on Twitter. It's so fun to watch it live with you guys. I really regret not doing this throughout the season.
Yeah, so Mavs Mama. Yeah, shout out to you for putting that together. That's really cool.
Yes. So come hang out with us. Come hang out with our new friends. Everyone's great after the next reunion special.
Yeah, we'll see you in a week.
Yep. Just a heads up, we are going to take a little, not a break. We are still going to have two pods out every week, but we are not going to cover the single life. I'm not very interested in anyone on that. I haven't even watched the first episode yet, but we are going to cover Before the 90 Days, the one that starts in December. So I'm assuming at the end of this, the other way, it will then be Before the 90, so we'll cover that. And then while there's not a MAFS, we'll probably just be covering other things that we're watching or reading, or I haven't really decided the format, but other content. I don't want to start a show and then have MAFS start in January. Yeah. So we'll do some random stuff, figure it out. Oh my God, what if we do?
It might even be a good time to explore just some other concepts we might like to be interested in.
I want everyone from Twitter Spaces to come on our podcast. I don't know how to make that work. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm just saying, let me do some Googling. It might have to
be some kind of like invitation system, because getting everyone on the schedule, that would be insane.
But there are consistent people I've noticed that we've had in the same Twitter Spaces. And so I wonder if we can get them to come on. Let me know if you're interested. Maybe I'll put out a poll.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you on Sunday. I hope you have a good weekend. And yeah, talk to you soon.